beautiful people, this is your girl Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for pre-recorded episodes and every other Sunday for live special guests. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for today's show here on Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel, and on the 63rd episode in this season of relationships and intimacy, I want to share tips that will help you maintain your sexy in your 40s. Hello! But before we get into it, I'm going to start off with the holistic tip of the day, and it's all about ginger. Ginger is not only one of the tastiest spices, it's also one of the healthiest and an essential need to have. Ginger has been used to help digestion, reduces nausea, and helps fight flu and common cold symptoms. Ginger also lowers blood sugars, significantly reduces menstrual pain, improves brain function, and lowers cholesterol. Ginger can be used fresh, dried, as a powder, or as an oil. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Get yourself some ginger, alright? Because it's definitely a natural medicine, alright? Not to mention it tastes good, you know? When I create my concoction in the morning, my morning concoction, it includes ginger, a little bit of cayenne pepper, some honey, and lemon. And just mix it all in some warm water. That's basically my personal concoction that I like to sip every now and then. Okay? And it's awesome. It's very awesome. All right, moving on to today's show. Today, as I already mentioned, is all about maintaining your sexy in your 40s, okay? I'm 46, and yes, I'm not afraid to tell my age because I'm proud of my ability to maintain my sexy. First, let's break down what being sexy really means. I think the majority of us, when we think of the word sexy, it's usually associated with what we do, you know? How we dress, how we apply our makeup, you know, how we do our hair, maybe even how we make our partner feel in bed, right? Hello? But what if I told you being and feeling sexy has more to do with what we are? You know, we could exude confidence, we could be intriguing, attractive, something that's appealing about you that goes beyond appearance. You know, it's in how you carry yourself and how you feel about yourself. I even think the superpower of sexy that's embedded in our spirit becomes activated when we maintain our sexy, even during troubling times, you know? The demands of life could definitely play a role in our struggle to feel sexy. So when we are able to maintain our sexy during troubled times, listen, there's no stopping us, okay? Nothing is dimming our light. When we refuse to allow circumstances to get the best of us, we can definitely find happiness in the midst of our storms. And when we do that, listen, there is nothing that is making us lose our confidence, okay? Our ability to see through things, right? And get shit done, okay? Making shit happen in spite of it all right? Now, although some of us effortlessly maintains our sexy, there are the rest of us who could use some encouragement and even motivation. All right? The tips that I'm about to share are methods that help us become our sexier selves in our 40s and over. Okay? And we're gonna go ahead and get right into it. The first one that I can vouch, all right, is to take a sexy in heels dance class. Yes. Why do I say a sexy in heels dance class? Well, because I am forever a fan of them. I've been doing these classes for, I want to say, about 3 years now. And let me tell you, when you and this don't even have to be for anyone. Like, you don't even have to know how to dance, okay? There's something about putting on a pair of your favorite heels, putting on something cute and sexy, and being able to move your body in a sensual manner. It brings a certain level of confidence and sex appeal out of you. I know for me, I think I could have been a dancer in another life, like really. And actually, when I was a lot younger, I wanted to be a dancer, but I never worked on that. I never like take And I've never taken any classes or did any kind of training or anything because I had other dreams in mind, and I just never thought I would be able to step foot in a dance studio. But here I am some years later, and I'm not like learning dance to become a professional. This is a hobby, and this is something that makes me feel good, okay? And it's helping me bring out my sexy. When you are on that dance floor in that dance studio with them heels on, and you are moving your body in ways that exudes sensuality, it definitely brings you to a sense of just all around sex appeal and confidence and passion and attractiveness. It heightens all of that. And I always feel like a different woman when I'm in my class. Shouts to Miss Brooke Price of Risque Movement and Miss Joanne of Heel Work. Both ladies are choreographers, and they hold classes based in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, that is. But it's like it's like my alter ego appears. You know what I mean? Like, you know how Beyonce has Sasha Fierce? Well, I have my own alter ego when I'm in that dance studio in my heels, and I think it could do the same for you. There's something about being able to move your body without judgment, without criticism, and you're owning your sexiness, And then to top it off, just heels, period. When you're wearing your favorite pair of heels, it really it makes you feel like a vixen almost. You know what I mean? Like, you get a different feeling when you wear heels compared to flats or sandals or sneakers. When you put on that 6-inch heel, hello, it's like you automatically become a different woman. And being able to dance in them, and it brings out definitely a generous amount of confidence and sensuality in you. So I would definitely recommend a fun, sexy, and heels dance class. They have plenty out there that are for beginners. So if you never danced a day of your life, you can still go. Okay, don't let your non-dancing ass stop you from attending a class. The one way to check is to check online for dance class in in your area. Okay. The next suggestion or tip I would recommend is to get nude and honor your nudeness in front of a mirror. You know, you just become bare, like really naked, nothing on. You stand in the mirror and you just embrace and honor each and every crevice of your body, like your all of your curves, your skin, the skin that you're in. Just, you know, take your hands, your fingertips, and just caress every inch of your body and fall in love with your body. Okay? In that moment, you are honoring the skin you're in. You are celebrating the body that you have, flaws and all. Okay? That helps you to become sexy because you are embracing and loving every bit of you inside and out. Okay? The third tip that I will suggest is to simply do what you love. I think it's safe to say that you're a mom. And if you are, we tend to put on our mommy hat as we push our goals and dreams to the side, right? Once we take that mommy hat off, we're left wondering what other hat to wear, or we're left wondering if the hat we've worn long ago still fits. Whether you're a mom or not, don't be scared to try that hat on, and if it still fits, wear it with confidence and knowing you have what it takes to make your dreams come true. If the hat no longer fits, guess what? Get another hat. All right? You'll look even better. We all have a gift or a talent that's meant to be shared with the world. Okay? Doing what we love creates that happiness that we seek every day and deserve. Point blank period. All right? Number four, the fourth tip I would recommend is to show yourself some love. Simply put, you deserve the love that you give to others. Learning to love yourself may seem like a challenging task for some of us, but it's important to go through the motions and start getting used to the idea. Some of us may have the question, how do you show yourself love? Well, there's a few ways, you know, compliment yourself. As I already suggested, look in the mirror and acknowledge the beauty you see, you know. Respect yourself and honor your self-worth by doing things that highlight your value, you know. The fifth tip that I would recommend is to treat yourself. You know, that could be falling into the category of doing what you love, you know. Even if it's just once in a while, buy yourself something nice. Whatever nice is for you, whatever that is for you, right? It can be a day at the spa. It could be some jewelry. It could be a nice restaurant, a nice outfit, a new outfit. Anything that you would deem nice and something that you don't buy yourself often, I would definitely do that. You deserve a treat, okay? The sixth tip is to show yourself some attention and care. Because let me tell you, when we're busy with life, we often neglect to show our minds and bodies some love and attention, right? It can be anything as simple as taking a longer shower, you know, to something more significant, like, I don't know, taking a trip somewhere or like a weekend getaway, right? I mean, whatever is considered more care and attention for you. You know, sleep in when you can, meditate more, cook your favorite meal, whatever makes you happy, basically. Whatever puts joy in your heart and your spirit, okay? You know, it's all about self-care and getting more involved in your self-care with being more attentive to your needs, you know? Whatever you need is what you need to do more of, okay? That's showing yourself some attention and care. The seventh tip I would recommend is to work out. Now, I think the key here is to not look at workouts as a form of punishment, all right? But as a necessity to create a healthier and sexier you. And if you're not all about that gym life, you know, if you don't, if you're not all about that HIIT, you know, high intensity workouts, I always suggest yoga, okay? Because it's slower paced and it's easy and gentle for everybody, okay? You know, I'm gonna say yoga because I'm a yoga teacher and a student, okay? And yeah, yoga is just as beneficial as a high intensity workout. So if you're looking for something more slower paced, definitely I would recommend that, okay? I think the goal here is to not only get healthier physically, but healthier mentally and emotionally as well. And yoga can do that for you, okay? As well as increased flexibility, okay? Which is another way to feel more sexy. It's you know, strengthening your flexibility, all right? Being able to move your body the way you could never move it before. And to be honest, a lot of us are flexible. We just don't use our muscles enough. You know, so when you start stretching more, you'll begin to see a significant difference in how you're able to bend, you know, how you're able to just really move your body in ways you never thought you could. Okay. And, you know, to get a little risque here, that could definitely improve things in the bedroom. Okay. Hello. So if you want to get more sexier in that manner, definitely start doing some yoga, all right? The ninth tip that I would suggest is to get a freakum dress. And of course, I'm talking to my ladies, all right? But yeah, get yourself that sexy dress that's going to bring out that wow out of you, okay? Something that you probably haven't done in a while, right? Even if you really don't have anywhere to go, you know, just, again, go treat yourself something nice, like I mentioned already, and let that freakum dress be one of those things that you get, you know? Buy it, put it in your closet, and save it for either a nice event or just for a rainy day when you just want to feel freaking sexy, okay? You don't even have to go anywhere. Just shower, put on some perfume, and put on your dress, put on some makeup, and just be sexy for the day. You could probably just want to clean the house in it. It don't really matter what you do in your dress, as long as you feel good. Okay? The 10th tip that I'll suggest is to buy and wear lingerie. You know? Because where is the rule that says only our partners can benefit from that and enjoy our lingerie? You know? Sometimes we can buy lingerie and sometimes we're going to buy it for ourselves, and that's okay. You know, it doesn't always have to be about our partners. And if we don't have a partner, buy yourself some lingerie anyway, because we deserve nice things, and that includes intimate apparel. Okay. The 11th tip that I'm going to suggest is to stop comparing yourself to others. All right. And that's a biggie. That's a biggie right there. There's a saying, comparison is the thief of joy, all right? And that is so true. This is important. It's an important tip because it's something that many of us are guilty of. When we reach a mature age, we tend to not only compare ourselves to others, but we compare ourselves at the age we are to our younger selves, right? You know, it could be anything from a difference in our weight, to what we no longer do for whatever reason, okay? Comparison can surely prevent us from being our best selves, you know? Comparing ourselves to others is just as pointless. Everyone is living different chapters of their lives. We'll never feel confident or sexy if we're telling ourselves we don't measure up, or we're less than the other people, or we don't have what they have, and, you know, things of that nature. It's time to look at yourself and embrace where you are in your life right now. Okay? Start living in the present moment. Start being grateful for what you have and where you are, and knowing that as you navigate through life daily, things progress. Okay? It's all about progress. all right? And the work that you put in to make your progress grow, okay? The 12th tip that I will recommend is to, and this is something that, you know, people don't think of quite often, but it really works. And it's really simple, and that's light some candles, you know? There's something about the flicker from a candle in a dimly lit room that makes a woman at any age feel special, you know? It's romantic and it's therapeutic. And it's something that can be done without a partner being present. You know, you want to create a romantic atmosphere for yourself. And that's one of the ultimate acts of self-love right there, is to create romantic atmosphere for yourself and just dwell in it and, you know, just I don't know, you know, adding some aromatherapy would definitely kick up the notch a little bit. All right. But yeah, create yourself a romantic atmosphere by just lighting a candle. It definitely helps you just feel sexy and also lift your mood. Okay. And I think I said 12th tip already. I don't know. I think either 12 or 13. But the next tip is to flirt a little. Okay. Just, yes. Flirting is fun. Now, this depends on your relationship status. But even if you are in a relationship, this is really for everybody, whether you have a partner or not, okay? You can flirt with your partner or, you know, that cute guy or gal you've been eyeing from across the room at the hottest party in town, right? Why flirt? Well, it reminds you of your ability to be seductive and comfortable and sassy, right? Of course, you'll want to flirt subtly, okay? You don't want to scare people away, you know? And that's if you're single. However, with your partner, it's like really showing them and reminding them one of the reasons why they have you, you know? When you flirt, you'll make them feel desired and they'll reciprocate that energy, okay? And helping you feel desired, right? And that's really all that is to it, y'all. That's how you maintain your sexy at 40 and really any age, you know. Whether you're 25 or 35 or 45, listen, if you feel like you've reached a point in your life where it's hard for you and you're struggling becoming and feeling sexy and desirable, I think these tips would definitely help you get to where you need to be. Okay. What would you add to the list? I am eager to know. That does it for today's show. So yeah, let me know in the comments on holisticallybeing.com what you would add to the list to help you feel and become girl Akia, signing off, and remember to live life in color.